what do you think I should do? With no one around to ask, he had actually put this question to the dealer. The man shrugged. 0.3 IU per pound of body weight weekly put his initial HGH dosage of 52 IU, or 7.4 per day. Pinch the flesh and pull back. Easy subcutaneous injection sizes in his stomach and inject.
There is a pocket of soft tissue and already swore he could feel the whispering cells responding. Hormone passes through his liver for conversion into insulin-like growth factors. This powder just a precursor with exogenously elevated levels of thyroid hormones and anabolic deadly brewing.
Injection after injection. Cells increased in number and size, protein was spared for mass retention. He became weightier quickly. Most precious in celebration of corporal vibrancy. He consumed the life force of others, body and blood, soul and divinity, to bolster him. It was positively liturgical,
but not without its downsides.
The hormone gave him horrendous nightmares.
There he'd be, bed alone, and only his own body, sickly in organic warmth to keep the cold away, and this communion become far more powerful for his dead of night defenselessness.
A magnetic draw leading him down endless subterranean streets toward buildings, hallways,
rooms he knows he must avoid for their promise of certain oblivion. Disintegration of this petulant, reformed kid's soul that had regressed so egregiously, overstepped so flagrantly its rigid adult bounds.
Drawing near the patient creature that waits at his sinful regimen's conclusion.
Herb resisting the pull with all his power.
But of course in the dream
he is not
strong
enough. Not very strong at all.
And he can't fight it. It is a grand cityscape of demonic thought forms, peering through windows, often dripping viscously, bacteriostically on his shoulders and burning. Every step of further glimpse, helplessly sensitized to their interminable repetition, but never do, only proceed, in all due terror.
On waking, often enough too early, no promise of light, merely the prospect.
Up the next night in safety of secular civic cold, shivering and yawning, but at least in control.
It's not even an issue of desolation.
These were sometimes dizzy spots, other tracks, souls conveyed as slow and tortuous to see. And though they appear never to see, he nonetheless believes that in these moments he is sharing an admiring correspondence with another. That these fellow subjugates are the avatars of living, breathing humans, sleep somewhere in the physical world. But there is no tension.